Brian Dunwald is practicing on the organ in the sanctuary of the community church. He'll be performing here tonight.
I think the most interesting thing about this church is that it's what I would consider like a small town or country church, but it has really nice acoustic, which is rare.
The wooden benches and red carpet give this room of worship an old-world feel, and the instrument Dunwald is playing is one of the biggest of its kind on the Western Slope. Dunwald's recital tonight is part of a series in celebration of the church's 125 years.
The Presbyterian congregation, which was quite large and well-funded, built the beautiful brick building that we call the Aspen Community Church.
Nina Gabbianelli is Vice President of Programming and Education with the Aspen Historical Society.
They laid the cornerstone in 1890, and through the course of less than a year, that church was built with locally quarried peach blow sandstone, locally quarried brick. The design style that they used is called Richardson Romanesque, and Richardson is the architect who rebuilt Chicago following the fires in the 1870s.
A fitting connection with the Windy City, which has continued throughout Aspen's history. Again, Gabbianelli.
It was typical of that time period. The iconic pieces that we see today are the turret, that round piece with the wonderful spiral staircase inside up to the sanctuary, which is on the second floor.
The congregation has since become United Methodist. There's been major renovations over the decades, most recently in the last few years, when the building was in danger of suddenly collapsing. There are more bits and pieces to fix in the coming years, like electrical and plumbing systems.
They're going to tell more about how the scriptures got written.
And there's the problem of a dwindling number of people attending services. Right now, that's about 50 people. Today, as Brian Dunwald practices the organ in the sanctuary, Pastor Mike Nickerson is leading his weekly Bible study group downstairs in what's called the Fellowship Hall. This is one of multiple groups who meet at the church, a key way the Aspen Community Church continues to fulfill its name. Right now, the church is also housing the homeless for about 3 weeks. This study group of five is graying, reflecting an aging congregation.
Basically, it revolves around Sunday morning, although we do have a Saturday night service during ski season, which has been attended by a few people, but not many.
Those Saturday services began in February. They're at night to let people ski powder on Sunday mornings. Again, Mike Nickerson.
Our high was 8. Our low was 4. So not a lot of people. I was hoping for more.
Although it hasn't been a smashing success so far, the Saturday services are one of the ways Nickerson is trying to grow the number of people coming to church for its religious services.
It's a time in which we can renew our thoughts about, okay, we've been 125 years, what are we going to do with the next 125 years?
Events celebrating the church's longevity will continue through a year from now. Tonight's organ concert is one in a series of concerts that are part of that. Musician Brian Dunwald says the Aspen Community Church's older sanctuary is very listener-friendly.
So I get to come play a recital in a beautiful small town and still have a great instrument and space to play in. It's actually my first time to Aspen ever, and I lived in Denver my whole life, so it's been a long time coming.
And it's concerts like the one this past Tuesday that Pastor Mike Nickerson hopes will also bring in new people. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.